Hello, this is Carrie, aka Karen Marie Nielsen, postal employee. So this is a Postmaster Louis DeJoy's secret plan that worked. So as everybody knows, he was given a job offer May 2020, got sworn in June 2020, made some actions right away, took him a month to get back to oversight to answer the question, yes, he acted alone when he just made all these oral changes. If some post offices didn't get the memo, the verbal memo, that was an excuse. But anyway, let's go back to June 15th, 2020, he was sworn in. Now, August 2020, there was a report released that the thugs obviously became aware of. August 2020, if you Google USPS OIG, which is Office of Inspector General, and the word key, K-E-Y, you will see that there is basically keys everywhere. No control plan in place. There never was. As long as those blue boxes have been around, basically, if you read between the lines, nothing you've ever put in those have ever been 100% accounted for, guaranteed delivery. As we get calls at 800, you know, things have gone missing over the years. But since August 2020, since the thugs read those, if you go on to YouTube, which is where you find reports on mail, the federal government doesn't, the post office doesn't release any negative information on itself. And the federal workers aren't supposed to either. So, but there is a slight change on that, and I'll tell you in a minute. So August 2020 is also the same month that the postal police filed a lawsuit to get back on street patrol. Now think about it. You're a thug, and you know that the carriers are told, don't fight, just hand over what you're asked for. So you have these thugs going around. If you go on to USPS, if you're not getting your mail and you think it's being stolen or your packages, just go on to YouTube and put in your city and put in carrier robbed or USPS master key stolen. The uptick in these, basically, Postmaster Louis DeJoy set this up secretly. He was asked about those blue collection boxes for how long? He, just like all of the other previous postmasters prior, sat there and had carriers delivering to the same compromised mailboxes. I gave an example in my prior podcast when I was a express mail delivery person, and I worked in three zip codes in Long Beach. I went to empty five collection mailboxes after a three-day holiday, and not one piece of mail was in there. Right outside of 5150 PCH, catty corner from DiPiazza's live music club. And one by one, these boxes were removed. Now, how does that make sense to have this mail theft announcement, all the mail theft happening, and the Postmaster General just having the carriers pick up from the same mailboxes, deliver to the same mailboxes where thieves have copies of the keys that they made on 3D printers, etc.? How does that make sense? Postmaster General has a business degree in accounting, is it, or mathematics? How is the post office implementing Six Sigma, the quality control formula that is used in factories? Is that what is contributing to the mismanagement and the treatment of our letter carriers? Postmaster General needs to be fired as soon as possible, immediately. Board of Governor Ron Stroman, you saw one of the nine petitions floating around that has almost 1 million signatures for Move On. You saw it on April 24th on my LinkedIn page, and you didn't even bring it up May 9th. You, of all people, know what's going on. You have been with the U.S. You have seen the operations. You have been a part of us. You've left even and come back. Now, Dave Williams, who was with Office of Inspector General for decades, also knows what's going on. And he's suggesting some benefit changes and financial changes. And yet he's one of these same people that knew about all of this mail theft, all of these priority packages that are shown delivered to the correct address where people have multiple keys. What is the insurance payout on that? We get calls at 800 because it says it's delivered, that the insurance claim can't even go through. So there is DeJoy speaking at the National Postal Forum. There he is, having salaried people work, volunteer, drowning out all of our posts of concern, drowning out everything. What are they abandoning their normal work assignments to go onto this zone website and take all the announcements, all of the product announcements? Oh, they're promoting informed delivery. But if you listen to my other, that whole thing, people that have signed up for informed delivery, let's say 6 years ago and moved out, say grandma and a senior had an address in a 55 plus where there's high turnover, and a grandson was using the address to get packages in her name or his name, and she passes on. Nobody does change of address. That thug grandson could be getting emails for all these years, looking at all the other people, their names and all the mail, their social security information, where they're getting mail from, coming to their mailbox. So that is a big breach as well. But I cover that in another one. We need to get rid of Louis DeJoy. I went and got delivering the number for America.com, delivering for America.com, and I have it forwarded to the Move On petition that Board of Governor Ron Stroman saw, and he can share and get rid of Louis DeJoy. So if you're hearing this, contact your representative, no matter what political party they're with, and ask them to contact Ron Stroman. He's on LinkedIn. Of course, it gives DeJoy's good buddy, the secretary, instead of everyone having their own contact information, they just have, just contact him. So that's up to you. All right, that's it. He needs to go. The sooner, the better. For cause. Thank you for listening.